Move in silence. Let your success make the noise. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about 7 personal characteristics that will lead you to a successful life. Enjoy.
Tell me where I'm going to die, so I never go there. This sentence describes a superpower few people have. It's one I've only been able to exercise 10% of the time, but that 10% creates most of the positive results I get in my life. What's the superpower? Restraint. Success? Happiness? Or whatever word you use to articulate what you want, often involves what you don't do. Also, restraint from one action can be a springboard to a more useful one. For example, talking to listening. We live in an unrestrained world. It's getting louder, angrier, more chaotic, and pretentious. Which is why it's the perfect time for you to behave in the exact opposite fashion and wield these superpowers few people have. If you're a smart person, you might have the tendency to want to show it off. You want people to know you're smart. While there's nothing wrong with displaying your intelligence, the costs for showing it off too much are high. People don't like being corrected. Also, they don't want a mirror reflected on their own inadequacy. If you're in a work setting, follow one of Robert Greene's 48 laws of power. Never outshine the master. Showing up your boss is a surefire way to make the relationship contentious, even if only subtly. Showing people up in general means you lack an important type of intelligence, social intelligence. If you had social intelligence, you'd know that letting other people take the spotlight makes them feel important, and they'd connect that feeling of importance with being around you. Also, paraphrasing Greene again, it's much more clever to resist the urge to display your cleverness. Move in silence. Let people think you're less intelligent than you are. It's difficult for me. I'm tempted to correct people when I hear them say something incorrect. I love talking about all the things I know. But, at times, I'll catch myself and realize that nobody really wants to know how smart I am. They want to know how I can play a role in their life that benefits them. It's almost always better to understate your intelligence than overstate it. We lie to ourselves a lot. One of the main lies we tell ourselves? We think we're open-minded. On the whole, we're not. You've cobbled together an identity based on narratives. You tell yourself stories constantly, and the ones you repeat often become part of your personality. You're also prone to adopt narratives based on groups you belong to. You do this because human beings are naturally tribal animals. The problem with this occurs when you're unable to even hold views that deviate from your group's list of stances. This is what you see in the political sphere right now. No one's budging. If you're able to form your own worldview, a legitimate one should contain elements of contradictory philosophies. You'll have the benefit of not being a crazy person participating in mudslinging contests. It's pretty much impossible to form an original worldview because you have to form it by picking up established narratives. Just knowing how difficult it is to form untainted beliefs gives you the humility to second guess your own opinions. The end goal? Be able to say that you've put thought into which components of group narratives you decided to adopt. And then, stay out of the herd altogether. You're going to have to sit on the sidelines while everyone else bickers. Don't even participate in the discourse. Improve your life. At the end of the day, most of what happens in your life can be seen and shaped through the lens of your individuality. No matter what group you belong to, the experiences, memories, and emotions you have are unique to you, and you can only genuinely look to yourself to reshape any of them. You want to know a great trick for letting go of other people's opinions? Read a book about space or watch a YouTube video about it. Right now, I am reading Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time. Here's a passage from it. Our sun is just one of the 100,000 million stars that make up our galaxy, the Milky Way. The Milky Way is only one of the many galaxies in the local group. The local group, in turn, is just one of the thousands of groups and clusters of galaxies which form the largest known structures of our universe. Now, think of your place in that universe. Why so preoccupied about what will happen or what others will think when you're already essentially dead? Because human beings are the only known species arrogant enough to place themselves at the center of the universe. I do it. You do it. The less it's done, though, the freer you are. That's the thing about freedom. It's often a consequence of what you don't do. Once you decide to stop caring so much, it'll allow you to do what you want. Are you going to let other people, infinitesimal pieces of existence in the expanse of the universe, stop you from living your life the way you want to live it? This is about taking ownership of your mind. If you don't own your mind, someone else or circumstance will. Owning your reactions to what happens to you gives you a source of power no one can corrupt.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.